This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a couple days ago I got this email because we were talking about the states that have legalization of marijuana on the ballot and how already cities in Northern California are already starting to prepare for how they're going to regulate the recreational marijuana use. And Trent writes, you're talking about legalizing marijuana in California. He writes, I'm voting yes because I have neuropathy. That is so unbearable, I need to be on pain medication daily. He writes, but I can't get the amount of pain medications I need on a regular basis. He says, the doctor only gives me just enough to get me through until the next visit, but then he's not there most of the time. I smoke weed. But it doesn't take care of the pain completely. It helps me sleep, though. And he goes on. So we were talking about in the previous hour how I teach medical students at Toro University of Nevada, and we teach our students how to not, you know, over prescribe medication, but to also understand and identify somebody in real pain. And we had read read to y'all a blog from somebody who does suffer from chronic pain, and this blog writer was trying to give advice to other people out there in pain on how to approach the doctor so that they don't look like a drug seeker. And unfortunately, a lot of the advice he gave is not advice I want somebody giving out, but I feel sorry for him that he had to give that kind of advice. He told people to lie. Don't even bring up that you took a hit off a bong when you were 14 once because you'd be called a drug seeker. And so he's trying to give advice on things to say so you do not get turned down by a medical provider. So I figured as a medical provider, I should probably talk to you guys about what to do to get pain control. I say pain control and not pain meds, but pain control. So, one thing I teach the students and one thing the media does not talk about is one of the main reasons why so many people are asking for narcotic medications is not because they're selling them, not because they're having fun with them. And yes, there are people out there that do that, but it's because they are so scared to death of the withdrawal that they don't want to stop. It is much easier to treat the addiction or to just take the pill and treat the symptoms than to try to treat the addiction. So narcotic withdrawal occurs as early as 6 to 12 hours. So you, let's say, took your last dose in the morning. You could be at work in the afternoon and start getting sweats, start getting heart racing, start getting agitation, start getting mood issues, start getting anxiety. You can even start getting a runny nose. But you can already start going through symptoms within 6 to 12 hours. Like I said, your last dose is in the morning. Now you're at work. Later on in the day, can't function. Then your later signs of narcotic withdrawal happen within the 30 to 72 hour, where there's diarrhea, there's nausea, there's vomiting, abdominal cramps, very severe mood swings, even goosebumps. An opioid withdrawal is not supposed to be fatal. We've talked about this before. If you stop taking pain medications or you don't get pain medications, okay, you should not die from that, God willing. However, what's dangerous is if you have the diarrhea and you become very dehydrated, that could be an issue. Or your moods could be so bad that you could have suicidal ideation when you think about suicide. So, most people going through opioid withdrawal should be pretty good after a week. But it could be one of the worst weeks of your life. So, here you are. You have pain. You have chronic pain. and you are waiting for marijuana to be legalized, and by the way, even if marijuana is legalized, it may not be that easy to get until 2018, depending on where you live and, you know, some of their restrictions. And guidance. So don't think it's going to be like you can walk into a Walmart. It's not going to be like that. But like Trent's story, I think Trent's story is very... indicative of what a lot of people are going through. I think you have a lot of people smoking pot so they don't have to go and get the pain medications. Alright? But if you don't want to smoke pot, which I would also commend you for, because I still don't know how it's going to work with driving and going to work and, you know, picking your kid up from school. I mean, nobody's going to be able to do anything if they're all doped up on pot. So it's pretty, pretty scary stuff. But I understand why it needs to be legalized, and I'm for legalization of it. It's just, can we wait until we get our logistics in place? That's all I ask. And it sounds like some states are doing that. They're going to hold off until they get some of the logistics in place, even if it does pass. So you're in pain. When you approach the doctor, don't tell them what you want. Medical providers want to know that you're coming there for their advice. We're not Pez dispensers. We're not McDonald's, where you come up and say, I want a Big Mac and fries, and we hand it to you. That's not why we went to school. Okay? You are coming to us for our opinion. Yes, one of the millions of things we do is write an actual prescription, but never walk into the doctor asking for a prescription. Okay? If you need a refill, yes, you could say, yes, you know, I'm here for a refill of this. But when you meet the doctor, especially for the first time, you be honest. It's not that you want Lortab. Okay? Tell them what you want. I don't want to be in pain. Okay? This is what I've been taking. It's working. But I don't want to be in pain. I don't want to go through withdrawal. Doctor, I have neuropathy, or I was in a car accident, I had failed back surgery syndrome, and I am in pain every day. And if I don't take these medications, I am in unbearable pain. I want to eventually not be on these medications anymore. I don't know if I can actually go through a withdrawal right now or a rehab right now, but I am hoping long term I can work with you to get off these medications, because what I really want is pain control. And what do you suggest? What if I try to get off these medications, what can we do for my pain? I already failed surgery once. I have this intractable neuropathy, you know, or should we just manage my pain? A doctor's going to be much more open to what you need than say, I'm just here for my Lortab, give it to me, please. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about My Pillow, and I'm here to tell you how it works. I have a big head and a big mouth, and falling asleep at night can be difficult. With My Pillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. My Pillow is my go-to pillow every night, and when I'm in the studio during the day, Shaky Boo takes his naps with his furry little tushy on it. So get your My Pillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. That's MyPillow.com, promotional code DDW, or 1-800-419-1379, promotional code DDW. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com. income, and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I want to get to some medical news, but over the break, one of our listeners asked me to quickly talk about antibiotics. They're having trouble getting antibiotics from doctors now also, and we're coming into flu season. I hear this all the time. For years now, doctors have been prescribing antibiotics less because of antibiotic resistance. Too many of us have been writing the Z-Packs for too long. I think Z-Packs came out in the late 90s. And unfortunately, now Z-Packs don't seem to work as well. As they once did, because bacteria seem to outsmart the antibiotic now. You know, when you give an antibiotic when it's not needed, then the bacteria that, you know, nothing happens to when they're around that antibiotic, ends up making progeny that is resistant to that antibiotic. And then that's what's happening. So we were just talking about pain medications and being turned down, receiving pain medications by medical providers. What about antibiotics? And she had a case, and I've witnessed many times where patients or listeners will say their kid is sick, so they take their kid out of school. They know their kid. I'm not going to argue there. You know your child more than I. And their child has a sore throat, and it's not the typical viral thing. This is where they're like, you know what, my kid gets strep. They bring the child to an urgent care because the doctor is, their regular doctor or medical provider is packed. They take the child to an urgent care, and the urgent care doctor says, oh, no, this is what, day one? No, we're not going to give antibiotics day one. This could be viral. Come back if it doesn't go away. Meanwhile, mom paid a $75 copay, took the child out of school, left work to leave with nothing, knowing that this child is going to get worse, and she can't do anything about it, which is why so many people want antibiotics over the counter, so that they could just go and purchase the antibiotics themselves. Now, the doctor could be absolutely right. Okay, I mean, that doctor's the doctor. Yes, she's the mom, but rarely does strep throat, you know, come on just day one. You know, usually strep throat brews a little longer, but when you're the mom and you know your child, and, you know, and any of these parents that came to me, I'm like, look, I trust you. But how I did it, though, was because I didn't want to overwrite antibiotics, is if it was a family member that said, look, I'm telling you, I know, I'd say, look, I'm going to write it for you, but don't fill it. Okay, fold it up. Okay, so at least you have it, so you don't have the panic that you don't have it. Okay, but this still could be viral. I'm not seeing the pus, and her strep test is negative. The strep test is negative. Now, I know you don't believe it. Again, I know you think the antibiotics are the only thing that's going to make them better. And you know, maybe you're right. There's some people where they just don't seem to respond. You know, when we think it's viral and they take an antibiotic, then all of a sudden they feel great. Maybe there's some anti-inflammatory component to an antibiotic that we don't know about. But what I'll do is I'll tell parents, here, take the antibiotic, but do not fill it. Fold it up into your wallet. Start doing the fluids. Start doing the healthy vitamins and vegetables and you know, chicken soup, etc. Rest, keep them off school, and tell me how things go in the next couple days. If it gets worse in a couple days, then you have the prescription you could just go and fill, but still call me every step of the way. And 90% of the parents didn't need to fill the prescription. Yeah, and they had no reason to lie. Because I said, okay, now you filled the, I didn't really have to fill the prescription, so I still have it. See, here it is. You know, when they come in for an ultimate, and they're almost so proud of it. They're like, look, you see, I didn't take the prescription. I didn't fill the prescription. So, but that's only with patients I know. Unfortunately, in an urgent care setting, they don't know you. They can't trust you, and they will get in trouble because there's going to be some power that be that'll penalize us for antibiotic writing. That, you know, so they'll say no, you know, come back when it's worse. And so that's very, very frustrating, especially since now your urgent care copays are going up to what, 100, 150 high deductibles. So what do you do to get an antibiotic? That's interesting. Okay. Most doctors will not give you an antibiotic if they don't think you need it. They are not going to do what I do if they've never met you and if they don't know you. All right? But you still have a right to plead your case. So let's say it's because, again, you know, they have to document this. And so let's say you go into the physician, it's somebody new, and you're like, you know, look, you know, we don't like to use antibiotics. We rarely use antibiotics. But I have to tell you that once a year, and I can show you the medical records, once a year my child gets this or gets pneumonia. And so we would like to have the antibiotic on hand. And the fact that the child is starting to get sick, and I will not be able to take off work again. This already cost me $150. We don't have another $150. What do we do? How could I? And remember, put yourself in the doctor's shoes, because if you know they're thinking that they can't write antibiotics because of antibiotic resistance, okay, put them in in their, put them in you know, put yourself in their shoes. And you could say, you know, look, okay, I will call you. I will let you document when we took it, why we took it, but please, I can't pay another copay. Now, some medical providers will waive your copay for you to come back for a recheck. Some of them will say that if you explain to them how expensive it is to go to the doctor because this Obamacare was one of the stupidest laws ever passed and our new healthcare system really, really stinks. All right? But I mean, if you explain to them, look, it costs $100. I don't have another $100 to come back here in 2 days. I totally understand. You know, bless you doctors for, you know, making sure these antibiotics work later for our grandchildren and great-grandchildren. I totally understand antibiotic resistance. But because my child once a year gets this and this antibiotic helps, I won't be able to come back in 48 hours and pay another $100. So, you know, what could we do? I promise you we won't fill the antibiotic if he doesn't need it, or, you know, I talk to them. And, but that's another reason why try not to rely on urgent cares. Okay? You know, it really helps when you have a medical provider that knows you. Now, I know some of you are laughing because you have health insurance under Obamacare, and you still see a different provider every time at the clinic. However, if the clinic you go to has the medical records, and it is where you have been able to go, hopefully if you're fortunate enough or your insurance allows you to go to the same place, you can say, look, if you notice last October 2015 and then in September 2014, this is what we did. And as you could see, we don't come here a lot. You know, plead your case. Give him what or her what they need to write down in the chart. They're not going to be coming in for multiple medications. They're not abusing the Z-Pak. But it's a shame that you have to go through that much stress and that much work. But the problem is, you know, it's your neighbor, it's your coworker that caused this. Okay? All these people asking for Z-Packs and taking Z-Packs on the fly, you know, when they don't even need to, and I think it was because they were treating their gonorrhea, that's why we have this problem. That's why. So now it was the boy who cried wolf. There were so many people taking antibiotics when they didn't need to because this Z-Pak thing was so revolutionary. When Z-Pak first came out, I don't know if you guys remember, Pfizer, great pharmaceutical company, because they had at the time come out with Z-Pak, Zoloft, Lipitor for cholesterol, Viagra, and Zyrtec for allergies. So Pfizer had come up with some phenomenal groundbreaking medications. And when I had pneumonia, and I had walking pneumonia when I was in medical school, you still had to go to work. You could not, in medical school, you did not call in sick. So I had a mask on. I remember one of the attendings saying, take the mask off. I go, but I have pneumonia. He goes, but you can't walk around seeing patients with a mask. Like, yeah, but I don't want to give the patients pneumonia. So, but I remember, I had pneumonia. And I looked green. I was just so sick, but I went to work. It was, don't ask. Things back then were just different. And, all of a sudden the Z-Pak comes out, and the Z-Pak, cause you used to have to take erythromycin for walking pneumonia, and erythromycin really makes you nauseous. It tears up your GI system. So not only are you sick with pneumonia, but the antibiotic makes you feel so bad, and you have to take it multiple times a day. All of a sudden, here comes the Z-Pak. Where in 5 days you're done, as opposed to 10, it's only once a day dosing, even though the first day you take 2 pills, right? And you could take it and you felt better very quickly, even with pneumonia. So now you didn't have to be in a hospital or be on bed rest, etc. with pneumonia. You could pop a Z-Pak and go to work. And when people realized that and figured that out, mind you, this was also at the time when doctors were getting sued and malpractice cases were so high that doctors were like, look, I'm not going to miss a pneumonia. I'm not going to miss an infection. Here, take the Z-Pak. I won't get sued if I treat you. That's how Z-Pak started to explode. 1-877, Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4939. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4939. That's 1-800-656-4939. 1-800-656-4939.
All right, guys, rebel up. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. My mouse is all tangled up, my computer mouse, so I apologize. It's all tangled up. In my, there's a microphone, and we got the microphone here. We got my headphones, and then I got the all the... here the wires, and boy, Lord have mercy. I need an IT. I need somebody from technical to help me figure out where is what. You know, one thing that's not on my desk, which is usually on the desk of radio hosts, is a nice juicy energy drink. usually radio hosts are big on energy drinks because they got to get up so early. They have to prep very early because they got to get the news before you do so they can tell you the news, okay? And they use the caffeine to be able to still stay perky. Now, luckily for me, I have some internal caffeinated, I think it's my appendix that keeps squirting in some caffeine into my system. I don't know. But I got plenty of caffeine. Thank you. So I don't need to. And I would like to caution you guys to maybe not drink energy drinks as well. Now we have a man who went into liver failure because of his energy drinks. According to this case study published in the British Medical Journal, a 15-year-old man landed in the hospital with an array of mysterious symptoms after consuming 4 to 5 energy drinks a day over the course of several weeks. He began having abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, so he thought it was a flu. But then his urine turned dark, and his skin began to take on a yellow tinge. So what does that mean? That means he's getting jaundiced. That means he's having issues with byproducts of his bile, which is being dumped in the urine, making it turn dark. So he's obviously going into some sort of liver crisis. He went to the ER. The doctors questioned him about his food, his drink, his recreational drug and supplement habits. He said he doesn't drink alcohol. He doesn't smoke, he doesn't use drugs, but he does drink as many as 5 energy drinks a day. So, they remember that over-drinking energy drinks not only could hurt the heart and put you into atrial fibrillation or some abnormal rhythm, but it could also cause liver damage. They say blood tests showed elevated liver enzymes indicating liver damage, and a liver biopsy confirmed that he had acute hepatitis. Now, some of you will say, well, they could have just run a hepatitis test. Not entirely. Hepatitis is a very general term. Hepatitis means inflammation of the liver. Hep is liver. Itis is inflammation. Just like tonsillitis, inflammation of the tonsils, vaginitis, inflammation or a vaginal infection, urethritis, you guys get the point, colitis, itis of the colon, inflammation of the colon. So hepatitis just means you have some inflammation of the liver. You could have viral hepatitis, hepatitis A, hepatitis B, hepatitis C, viruses, or hepatitis D, that can affect the liver. But when somebody says, I have hepatitis, even though more commonly it could be from a virus, you can have alcoholic hepatitis, where alcohol inflamed the liver. You could have a gallstone hepatitis, where a gallstone blocked the bile duct, causing the backflow and back pressure of bile. Because what does the liver do? The liver produces bile. Bile has to break down fats in your food. Now, your liver has no idea when you eat. Your liver's job is to make something. So your liver will make the bile 24/7. Then it gets stored in the gallbladder. The gallbladder is kind of like an oil pan. And it just drips in there. And then it'll sit there and wait until you eat something. And then the body's like, oh boy, oh, Dr. Dahlia is eating a Big Mac and fries. Oh no, she didn't supersize it. Yeah, she supersized it. Hey, gallbladder, what? I was asleep. Dahlia ate a Big Mac and fries. Are you kidding me? Couldn't she barely fit into her jeans yesterday? I don't know, dude, but come on, we need the bile. All right, gosh, dang it. What is wrong with this woman? Tell her to eat a vegetable. I know. Look, don't gripe later. Just give us some bile. So then the gallbladder shoots out and squeezes out some bile so that I get to digest the fats as the food starts to go into the small intestine. Remember, you eat the food, it's in your teeth, you start to digest it in your mouth. That's your first start of digestion is your fork and knife. But then it gets into your mouth, and you have your teeth, you have your saliva, then it goes into the esophagus, and then as it goes into the esophagus, it gets into the stomach. The stomach is where there's acid, it starts to break it down, and then it starts to feed it into the small intestine. The small intestine is where you start to really break down the nutrients and absorb. So, and then the bile gets into the small intestine and starts dissolving it. You have the pancreas shooting out enzymes and a whole bunch of cool stuff happens in the small intestine. Small intestine is one of my favorite organs. There's a lot of really cool stuff. They also got these villi. If you've ever seen villi, there's like these finger-like alien-looking projections. It's way, way cool. Honestly, guys, I don't know how I could have not been a doctor. This is just so awesome to me. Okay, so anyway, you can have gallstone hepatitis. So hepatitis is basically any inflammation. You can have pharmaceutical-induced hepatitis where you take a pill and it messes up the liver. What pills could mess with the liver? Cholesterol medication can. Niacin. You know, so certain medications can. So now you have a construction worker who's 50 years old drinking energy drinks. Now, an energy drink, what's in it? Well, there's a lot of stuff. You got, you know, you got vitamins, all right? That, and again, not in the most natural form. You have sugar. You have sometimes B3, niacin in there. So, they put a lot of, things in there. And apparently they said that the energy drink that he drank, and it's unnamed, they aren't telling us which energy drink it was, had 200% of his recommended daily value of niacin. So if each bottle has 200% of his RDA for niacin, and niacin can cause liver toxicity, and he's drinking 5, this could put you into liver failure. So they did a biopsy. They showed acute hepatitis. These were doctors from the University of Florida College of Medicine in Gainesville, Florida. They said they diagnosed the man by ruling out other conditions, like over-ingesting acetaminophen. Tylenol is also something that could cause hepatotoxicity, hurt the liver. I know. See, how'd you like that? Did you like that? I used hepatotoxicity. How many syllables is that? Hold on a second. Hold on. Okay. Hepatotoxicity. Oh, I can't count. Hepatotoxicity. That's 7 syllables. I used a 7-syllable word on air. Yeah, you know what? See that? Yeah, listen. I could sound like a very intelligent professor if I want to. I really, really can. Yeah, so acetaminophen causes liver. I can't do it anymore. Oh, darn. I only had one shot at it. Whew. Okay, let me try it again. Acetaminophen causes hepatotoxicity. Whew. Oh, that sounds smart. Very sexy, doesn't it? Yeah. You can also do it with an accent, you know? Well, y'all just need to understand that all those energy drinks just cause hepatotoxicity. That just doesn't sound as sexy. Run with the British accent. So, when you drink the bloody tea, the bloody energy drink, you unfortunately have killer hepatotoxicity. That sounds very professorial, doesn't it? Wow. Yeah, I just need to know, if I ever get fired from Toro, I need to know that I can still get hired as a professor. So good. I'll do the British accent thing. Anyway, so these beverages, they have caffeine, they have vitamins, as we know. So the doctors think that it was the B3 or the niacin in the energy drink that he consumed. Apparently each bottle had 40 milligrams of niacin, which, like they said, is double the recommended value. So if he took in about 200 milligrams of niacin a day for at least 3 weeks, now he put himself into a hepatitis. So this is scary stuff. And Dr. David Bernstein, chief of hepatology at Northwell Health of Manhasset, New York, he is not involved in the study, but he said he agreed that half of cases of liver failure in the U.S. result from drug-induced liver injury, and 23,000 emergency department visits are related to adverse effects of dietary supplements. You guys don't understand that what you're putting into your body could affect the liver. Now, I believe this gentleman might have also had hepatitis. I'm not sure. I saw one report that he did. If so, then he has a weakened liver. But how many of you guys know if you have hepatitis? You probably don't. 1-877-DR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protobite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protobite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protobite is nutrition you can feel. Protobite is nutrition that gets in.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
All right, guys, and I love you guys. guys like getting the rockin' pneumonia, the boogie woogie flu, but we do not want you to. Make sure you get your flu shot. Make sure you get your pneumonia shot. And for those of you having trouble sleeping, the MyPillow helped me a lot. That's why we have those commercials going on. I really like the MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com. Use code DDW so you get a discount. But it's a good night's sleep. I mean, you notice I'm less crabby, right? You notice I'm less crabby, D? Yeah, because I got a good night's sleep. If the cats don't wake me up, I got a real good night's sleep. And I really credit the pillow. So the MyPillow, it's a good brand. It really is. Check it out. And like I said, to go to MyPillow.com, use code DDW, get a discount. All right, so your car is disgusting. I know my car is. My car is ridiculous. It is. Because the kids, after sports, you know, they get into the car and they stink. I got boys. Yeah, please. And then, you know, sometimes Shaky Boo's in the car. And boy, Shaky Boo really, you know, his furry tushy, he gets fur all over the place. Sometimes the dog rides with us. The car is disgusting. I don't even want to be in my car. They say now that our car is 2100% filthier than our smartphones. And only 8% of us give a heart and toot. Yeah, and most of us don't even care. All right. They say a new study has revealed that the inside of our cars is more than 50% dirtier than our bacteria-infested computer keyboards. Despite this, they say drivers still think cars are one of the cleanest possessions we own, and only 8% are able to identify vehicles as potential germ carriers. Oh, no way. Man, I think I could, when they wanted to kill Osama bin Laden, I would just say lock him up in my car for 12 hours. It'd probably get every MRSA there is. Honestly, I find food from last Halloween at the bottom. I know I could get it detailed. I don't like spending money like that, you know. I should be cleaning it out myself, and I do. I'll use a dustbuster, but if the dustbuster doesn't really get under the seats, there's stuff from last Halloween in my car. I'm swearing right now. All right. So, research reveals how motorists wrongly believe the car is clean. The study by online vehicle purchasing firm sellcar.co.uk found vehicles are 55% dirtier than computer keyboards in our offices at home and 2,144% filthier than our smartphones. I have no idea how they come up with that calculation, but I'm sure they do. Dr. Joe Latimer, a lecturer in antimicrobial resistance at the University of Salford, Greater Manchester, carried out the study by swabbing parts of cars, 20 cars, including the handbrakes, gear sticks, and various nooks and crannies. Tests around the handbrake area also found that there was an average of 200 living bacteria per square inch, including germs like MRSA, the methicillin-resistant Staph aureus. So what does this tell you? If you have somebody who's vulnerable, you're like, okay, well, you know what, Mom? Don't go to the kid's school for his performance because you'll get sick. You'll get a germ. So stay home. Or I'll just drive you to the store and drive back, but don't go out anywhere. Getting into that car is enough to make Grandma sick. They say, research revealed many of us let the dirt in our cars pile up by neglecting them and failing to clean them regularly. Some 54% confess that they clean it less than once a month. 61% are oblivious to the germs that linger in their vehicle. Apparently, Dr. Lisa Ackerley, says drivers are consistently unhygienic in the cars. When you think of all the unhygienic things you see people doing, like picking their nose, coughing all over the steering wheel, eating food, we really ought to be cleaning the insides of our cars more. Oh, my gosh, what about the inside of my purse? You know how many times I try to hide a sneeze or a cough, but I do so in my purse? You know, because you're sitting there like at a movie theater. Where are you supposed to cough? So what I do is I bury my head in my purse and then I cough. Also, you fart in the car, too. Yeah, which, by the way, is dangerous now that we know that one woman lit up a surgical suite when she was having a laser surgery. Poor thing. She suffered from so many burns. Now everybody's talking about her farting in a that's so... We are revealing her name. But that's got to be such a shame. Okay, so you got a lot of bacteria, you got a lot of crap, you got a lot of rubbish. Do something about it, people. Our cars are disgusting. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. There may be an injectable Viagra to boost libido in premenopausal women. Woo-wee, I see this as a very hot commodity, even though I'm probably going to be postmenopausal by the time they finally get this through. According to initial results by the drugs developer Palatin Technologies, PTA.A, or PTN.A, I don't know, I don't buy stock. And their shares rocketed 66%. Oh, man, I need to get a clue. I need to be a little bit more into this whole stock market thing, especially since I'm giving everybody such a push. Palatin said the experimental drug bromelanotide, showed statistically significant improvement versus placebo on scales measuring levels of desire and distress. The 24-week studies involved more than 1,200 women diagnosed with hypoactive sexual desire disorder. Hypoactive sexual desire disorder is where you're just not interested in sex. There's just other things that you would rather do. You'd rather sleep, watch a Michael Fassbender movie, I don't know. But you're just not into sex. And the hypoactive desire disorder is not so much, well, I'm not into my partner, or the mother-in-law keeps calling. It is that you could even be stimulated and just not want it. Unfortunately, this could really hurt relationships. It could really hurt self-image. It could hurt quality of life. It's not good. So apparently in the phase 3 trials, they saw a significant reduction in distress with the use of this bromelanotide. And let me see. I know it's a shot. I'm reading it. It's not a pill. There's an auto-injector. It's a synthetic peptide analog that mimics a naturally occurring hormone. And if approved, it'll be used and sold by Valent Pharmaceuticals International. Now, ADDI, remember ADDI or ADDI, A-D-D-Y-I? That was supposed to be a medication that worked, was kind of similarly to an antidepressant that would kind of, help with your, I believe it was serotonin, to try to make you more interested in sex, even though increasing serotonin could drop your sex drive. But it was supposed to kind of work similar to that. It has sold poorly. It also carries a boxed warning label saying that it causes fainting, extremely low blood pressure, should not be used with alcohol. So, just because they have something doesn't necessarily mean... Well, the problem is most people said it really didn't work. If it really doesn't work, then, how do you sell it? So, they're still working on it. The problem is we're fighting nature. I told you guys why our sex drive drops. Okay? Men, in nature, can make fairly healthy babies almost their whole lifetime. So they have the ability to propagate, and their sperm, although there have been studies that older men's sperm could cause autism, for the most part, what they are able to do is, even in their 90s, have children. Women, on the other hand, the older we get, the higher the risk to us of going through pregnancy, and the higher risk of having a child that has birth defects. So in nature, we immediately start to lose our sex drive when the body thinks we are too old for sex. So you start to hear a lot of women in their mid-30s go, I don't understand it. I always wanted sex, and after a couple kids, I lost the drive. Did a nerve get cut? Was it that my body is so freaked out about the pregnancy? No. Your body completely forgets the pregnancy pain. I try so hard to remember how painful pregnancy was. I can't. I remember the kidney stone pain. I remember my kidney stone passing like it was yesterday. But labor pain? No, I don't remember it. I know I had it. I remember having it. I just don't remember what it was like. Can't remember the pain. So it's not that. It's, the older you get, the less evolutionarily advantageous it is for you to get pregnant. And the whole reason why women in the animal kingdom and men in the animal kingdom have sex is to propagate. So for those of us that have sex to have fun, the body doesn't care. All they have to worry about is you making progeny. 1-877 Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
Rebel. My name is Liam, 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.